This 140-year-old mansion has a story to tell about the bloodthirsty Carver family. 100 years ago, they were banished from this land and hid in caverns under the house. Now they are back, having taken over the empty manor, turning it into a house of horrors. Visitors are greeted by Mr. and Mrs. Carver.
This is my second husband. My first husband, I killed him because he was mean.
All the Carvers are mean, including 9-year-old Jimmy, who is terrifying people waiting in line, aided by his 5-year-old sister, Janice.
It's so much fun, because we get lots to eat, like yum. They're yummy.
Once inside the house, there are more Carvers.
We're taking over the house and we want revenge.
But before the Carvers can get their revenge, they get made up for their big evening.
Delta, like I need a tissue.
The volunteer actors really get into their characters.
It was my big day, but it didn't really end the way I thought it would.
It's too dark to record much of the horror in the haunted house as visitors make their way through hallways. But Pam Rose says that makes it more scary.
Not a lot of lights, so you're kind of winding your way up and down stairs. People just kind of coming out of nowhere. Unexpected screams, lots of gore.
And things that go bump in the night. Other things just hanging around. After being scared as a visitor, some people return as volunteer actors to scare others.
It's the best fun I've ever had.
Matt Smith comes up with each year's storyline and creates effects. He used to scare his mother with fake firecrackers.
And I stuck them in all the cabinets, the toilets, and everything. She just absolutely hated it, but I enjoyed it.
And just when you think things can't get any creepier, your ride to the cemetery awaits. A soundtrack explains what's happening as the casket vibrates, giving the illusion you're in a moving hearse. Cody Sanders climbed into the casket.
You're buried alive and you can feel the shovel and the dirt coming on top of you.
But it might not all be make-believe. Jennifer Lassiter, executive director of the Paxton campus, says the house may actually be haunted.
A lot of our actors hear voices, usually children singing. They felt a presence pushing them or pulling their hair.
After the Topperoff family ended their visit, they may be believers too.
Suddenly this thing from behind, and there was this smell, really like the smell from the wood. So it was vivid. And I'm still scared.
But Alexei Topperoff admits, in the end, he enjoyed the frightening experience. Deborah Block, VOA News, Leesburg, Virginia.